Ah, that familiar theme of American Free Press Hour. Welcome and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and all the computers on the desk worldwide. This is Pat Shannon filling in for Mark Anderson for the American Free Press Hour. We have, as we like to open with, a hero of the week. In this case, it's a heroine of the week. And that is Nancy Battle of Texas, who only yesterday wrote to Greg Abbott, district attorney of the state of Texas, subject of the criminal complaint naming Barack Obama in commission of treason. You regular readers of American Free Press have seen my articles concerning Lieutenant Commander Fitzpatrick in Tennessee, who's been fighting this with the grand jury in Tennessee, and the feds would not do anything with it. And now he's gone viral with his website, and people like Nancy Battle in Texas are picking up the information and running with it. And meanwhile, Lieutenant Commander Fitzpatrick has been turned every way but loose by the state of Tennessee. But she says, I name Barack Obama in commission of treason. Obama conducts an act of war against the United States and its government by Obama's forcible resistance to the United States Constitution, intent upon and successful setting up a rival unconstitutional government. I accuse Obama and Obama's civilian and military political criminal associates as traitors. Obama's criminal ascension and treason manifest a clear and present danger. Obama's treason destroys our American constitutional protections. Under Obama, the United States Constitution no longer works to protect myself or my family from a rival, overreaching, oppressive, and totalitarian government. This is to the Attorney General of Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Keep listening. Confident holding of Obama's silent agreement admission, I identify Obama as a foreign-born domestic enemy. My duty as a United States citizen is to stand against what Obama stands for. Barack Obama is not my president. Obedient to the laws of our sacred Constitution and submission of this criminal accusation of treason, I remain steadfast and born fighting. Nancy J. Battle, in that email letter and certified, she tells us, to Greg Abbott, the district attorney of the state of Texas, and that's called state attorney, I guess, out there. And Mr. Abbott, we implore you to answer her. Don't hide behind your office desk like the wimps that most attorneys general of the states are, who refuse to answer anything that might be politically incorrect. Answer the lady. We want to know where you stand on this. Are you willing to take any action? Are you willing to be unlike the United States Attorney in Knoxville, who refused to do any action when 2.5 years ago, Walt Fitzpatrick first went to the feds with his complaint of treason and actually filed a criminal complaint in the federal district court in Knoxville, and instead of the U.S. attorney there doing anything about it, instead he calls the Secret Service and reports retired Lieutenant Commander Fitzpatrick as being a potential terrorist and sends the Secret Service out to see him. From there, Commander Fitzpatrick tried to get some local action done with the grand jury in Tennessee, ran into more and more corruption, found out that the foreman had been sitting for more than 20 years when the law says he can sit only two. He's court-appointed by the judges, which gives them rubber stamp effect on any prosecution that they want to tend to. It's corrupt. And so I challenge Greg Abbott to answer the lady. Give Nancy Battle a reply. This is Pat Shannon, and we'll be back. And Nancy Battle is our heroine of the week. Going places that I've never been.
Technology. technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Yes, sir, we're on the road again, and this time we're going out to the great state of Texas in just a few minutes to interview one of my favorite authors in the country, Mr. Jim Mars, who's got a new book coming out. I don't have to tell you much about Jim Mars because most everybody knows his history, but I'll cover it in a moment. But here's one we're probably going to have to investigate and chase next week and maybe do a story for American Free Press. Investigators are still investigating the death of 32-year-old Rebecca Zahu, an attractive woman who was found several days ago hanging by her neck from the second-story balcony of the mansion she shared with pharmaceutical tycoon Jonah Shagnai. Her wrists were bound behind her back, and her ankles were also bound. But most notable of all, according to sources close to the case, is the fact that she was completely and utterly naked. Quote, "At this point, we can't be certain whether Zahau's death was a homicide or a suicide," said Sheriff's Captain Tim Curran at a joint news conference held with Coronado Police Chief Lou Scanlon. "It's possible that after slowly removing all of her clothes in a mysteriously symbolic candlelit ritual, she slipped the rope over her own neck and then had an accomplice tie her wrist and feet before hurling her bare-skinned self over the balcony rail." Sheriff Captain Tim Curran, you are, by all means, our jackass of the week. We won't go any further with this until maybe a week from now. Oh, yeah, suicide. Now, we are proceeding with our guest for the evening, Jim Mars wrote a book about 20 years ago called Crossfire, and it really became, I'd say, the investigator's handbook of all the doubters of the JFK assassination story, official story is told to us, the ridiculous thing that Lee Harvey Oswald had acted alone, and Jim Mars, just as many of us, figured out a long time before 20 years ago that not only did Lee Harvey Oswald not act alone, he didn't even act. The Cleveland Plain Dealer said about Crossfire, Mars reexamines issues never satisfactorily resolved by the official inquiries. Crossfire raises profound and deeply troubling questions. And I remember the most outstanding thing in my mind when I think of Crossfire, it was the first time that I saw the letter, Jim had uncovered it, of J. Edgar Hoover writing in June of 1960. Kennedy was killed November 22nd, 1963. Calculate that. But in June 1960, J. Edgar Hoover on his own stationery was writing to someone, I'll dig it out later before the hour's up and give you the verbatim, but he was saying that it appears that someone is using Lee Harvey Oswald's ID. Well, I don't know if we want to talk about that first. Jim Mars, whenever he and I get on the phone together, we talk about a lot of things. We laugh a lot together. We laughed this evening about what I just read you, the Jackass of the Week. But Jim has a new book out called The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy from HarperCollins. We're going to, of course, talk about that and tell you how to get it. And I'm just going to bring on Jim now, and let's wrap it a little bit. Jim Mars, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Pat, it's always a delight to be with you. And by the way, that letter that J. Edgar Hoover wrote in 1960, this is 3 years before the assassination. Yeah. And for you folks that were too young to remember what actually happened there, we were told at the time, and actually still today, that no one in government really knew anything about Lee Harvey Oswald. He just kind of slipped through the cracks. He'd been a Marine, and yes, he'd been a Marine radar operator and knew some of had a top secret security clearance and knew the altitude that our top secret U-2s were flying. And then he tried to defect to Russia, but he did it on a Saturday, and they said, well, you have to come back Monday to do it officially, and he never did. So he never technically defected, but he lived over in Russia about a year, picked up a Russian wife who just happened to be the daughter of a intelligence officer. And then he decides, oh, well, I really don't like it over here. I'm going to go home. And not only did he immediately get to come home, even though he told the U.S. Embassy people there in Moscow that he not only was defecting but had been in the Marines and in the radar operator and that he would give them secret military information. And not only, so when he decides to come home, not only did they allow him back in the country, but the U.S. government actually fronted the money for him to come home. And by the way, Pat, you'll find this quite interesting. I talked to Maureen Oswald one time, his wife, and asked her about that trip back to the United States, and it turns out they made a 3-day stopover in London, and they stayed at a private residence where everybody spoke English. And, you know, what was that all about? Can you spell debriefing?
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I've never even heard this. I didn't know this at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's where he was debriefed, and then he comes back over here. So anyway, yeah, never mind all that. See, the government really knew nothing about him, we've been told. Right, Pat?
That's right.
That's right. And yet we have this letter from J. Edgar Hoover 3 years before the assassination warning the security division of the State Department that someone might be using Lee Harvey Oswald's birth certificate. In other words, somebody was posing as Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, this is amazing for two different reasons. Number one, the fact that you mean somebody's running around posing as Lee Harvey Oswald. Well, what about the guy seen in Dallas driving a car when Oswald supposedly didn't have a driver's license, didn't know how to drive? Was that a lookalike? What about the fact that he was seen on a bus heading down to Mexico and at the same time was at the Selective Service Office in Austin, D.C.? Austin, Texas. You know, was that some poser, somebody playing Oswald? And now that's odd enough. But then the key thing is, this means J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, personally was aware of Lee Harvey Oswald 3 years before the Kennedy assassination. And it's an amazing story. But, of course, nobody's been told this because five multinational corporations that control the electronic and print, billboard, news departments, everything you see and hear is owned by one of five corporations, just about. And those five corporations, according to a study that was done a couple of years ago, have interlocking directorships. So you got a handful of people that control everything we see and hear, so you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media.
Yeah. You know, Jim, that the Oswald story finally made sense to all of us in the 90s when John Armstrong came along and did that wonderful research in his book, Harvey and Lee.
Right.
And showed how there were two of them. And you and I and many people were intrigued and disturbed for about 30 years on how a high school dropout from New Orleans could at 17 years old, join the Marines and go to language school for 6 weeks and come out speaking Russian so purely that his new wife, Marina, thinks he's a native when he meets her a couple years later. That was just a little bit too much of a stretch for any of us, but we couldn't figure it out. John Armstrong put it together, and, of course, I did a synopsis on Armstrong's work in my recent book, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. But I was blown away, really, when Armstrong showed how these guys were brought together in New Orleans in junior high school.
Right. They went a long way back. And you know what? That is an established intelligence methodology to draft some young person. Well, let's bring it on up to date. Before the Watergate scandal, the biggest scandal going on in the United States, you have to have a long memory, which unfortunately I don't think most people do because, number one, we're mostly a young people populate the United States now, and also because of the fluoride in the water and the chemtrails and everything else, everybody's losing their memory. But I distinctly remember the biggest scandal going on prior to Watergate was the fact the CIA was using student organizations as fronts for their spying activity. And that really came home to me when, going back to 1998, I learned that Bill Clinton, former governor of Arkansas, was suddenly propelled into a nomination for president of the United States. He had been, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, those guys in the Pentagon, those guys in Langley, they're not going to let some pot-smoking, long-haired, hippie, anti-war, anti-Vietnam War leader, you know, who'd gone to Moscow and hung out, you know, and got the Rhodes Scholarship. They're not going to let him be president. And he got it. So I did some further digging. And it turns out that Bill Clinton was part of that CIA operation. He, all the time he was in Europe posing as a anti-war student, and he didn't inhale, as you recall.
Right.
He was actually reporting back to Kordmeier of the CIA in his London office. So, see, they recruit him very young and then bounce him on up. And we won't even go into Barack Hussein Soweto Obama, but
so
he was the perfect candidate. His mother was working for the father of Timothy Geithner, now his Treasury Secretary, and they were both working for the Ford Foundation, a notorious CIA front. In Indonesia, at the time when we were plotting to put Sukarno into office, and I'm sure that Barry came to their attention, and here's a young, smart, pretty good-looking man of color, and who could speak four languages, who had a Muslim background. What a perfect guy, man. They need guys like that to put in the Middle East, send all around to find out what's going on, you know. And I am pretty much convinced, as is many other researchers, that Obama was recruited into the CIA at that time and has been placed in the position he is.
Manchurian candidate, for sure. Hold that thought, and I'm glad you brought it up, Jim, because I have something to add to that. It's going to be a hot story hitting AFP next week. This is Pat Shannon, American Free Press Hour. We'll be back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, we're back. Pat Shannon talking with author Jim Mars, and we're going to come to your new book shortly, Jim, but you reminded me of something that the mainstream press should have, or the lamestream press should have been covering all along. And certainly in the last couple of weeks, because there is the health department, the state health department in Hawaii has been served a subpoena by the federal court in Washington, D.C. that relates to actually Arlie Tate's suit against the Social Security Commissioner for trying to litigate Obama's use of multiple social security numbers. But what it has led to is the federal judge has now issued the subpoena, and the director of the Department of Health in Hawaii has been served with a subpoena to produce the original typewritten birth certificate, notarized, the whole original thing that was supposed to look like what they looked like in 1961. Now, if this had been the investigation of Nixon back in 74, this would have been front page news at the Washington Post and New York Times, but yet you never heard it, did you?
Nope, not a chance, because these people that control these five corporations that dictate everything we see and hear are self-styled globalist, okay? They are global socialist, and they, Obama is their boy, and they have protected him all along. Yeah. What's going on, as you're well aware, Pat, is just absolutely incredible. I have seen the separate copies that the Democratic National Committee sent out to the various states, and on one or two selected states, they actually had the line in there, as is the custom and tradition, that says our candidate meets all the constitutional requirements. But for most of the states, when they got that document from the National Democratic Committee, that particular line was just left out. And yeah. So everybody just rubber stamped it and never thought about it until that issue about the birth certificate, the constitutionality came up. By then, I guess it was just too late. Nobody wanted to go in and try to shake everything up.
Right. And, you know, the governor was going to uncover it. It took him about 3 weeks in office to throw up his hands in defeat and say he couldn't find it. But anyway, just for the record, American Free Press will have the story next week. But you heard it here first. Loretta J. Fuddy, F-U-D-D-Y, is the director of the State Department of Health in Hawaii. She has been served with a subpoena. She has until August the 8th to produce. And I spoke with Arlie Tate this afternoon, and she said, I said, you know, they're not going to do it, Arlie. You know, they cannot afford to have this truth come out. I said, how are they going to avoid it? She said that it can only be through more corruption of the judges. The truth is overwhelming. The facts are overwhelming here. But she was not too optimistic. She kind of agreed with me that they're probably going to dodge it somehow.
Right. Well, that's what happens. You know, we operate in this country under the golden rule. Those who have the gold makes the rules.
Yeah, right on. Well, the before we leave the Oswald subject and jump over to trillion-dollar conspiracy, I also have in my hands Me and Lee, which is Judith Vary Baker's story.
Everyone should read that.
You and I talked about this a few months ago when I first got it, and of course I knew you would have read it. You would be the first one in America to have this sort of stuff before I would.
Oh, I interviewed Judith Vary Baker two or three or four times. I just didn't have the medium to get it out to a broad audience.
Yeah. Well, it's a remarkable book, and it ties so much together. I was particularly intrigued by old Sparky, Jack Ruby, and Lee. I had to be Harvey Oswald, as Armstrong would have called him, and Judith in New Orleans together with Carlos Marcello all having dinner. How about that?
Right, and what really got me was, and I think it actually got Judith also, is that at that time she was only introduced to him as Sparky Rubenstein, and when the assassination took place, she was long out of New Orleans and basically trying to dodge the whole thing, and she didn't really read anything. She didn't keep up with it, and it was only in very recent years when she started putting her story together that she suddenly realized that Sparky Rubenstein was Jack Ruby.
Oh, my. I didn't realize she was that long in learning it. I didn't remember that.
Well, and, you know, that's really interesting because, you know, I taught a course on the Kennedy assassination at the University of Texas at Arlington for 30
yeah.
years, only retiring in 2007. And each year, you know, we saw all the old newsreels, and we saw the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald by Jack Ruby in the basement of the Dallas police station. And people said this, and I noticed this, and I began to pay very close attention, and it's really very true. At the very last minute, as Jack Ruby lunges out of the crowd, Oswald looks over towards him, his eyes widen. You see this look of recognition. It's like, oh, crap, there's Jack. And then he looks forward like, oh, I'm not supposed to know him. And about that time, Ruby shoots him.
Yeah. Yeah, he found it out too late, didn't he?
I
think he was suspicious, Oswald I'm speaking of now, when he left the depository around 12:45 and went back to a 1026 Beckley to his little rooming house there and stuck the pistol in his pants. He had to be afraid of something, didn't he, then?
Exactly right, and I think he was beginning to realize that he had been set up. But here's an interesting tidbit, too, and this isn't some conspiracy theory.
Jim, you're going to have to hang on to it because they're bringing the music on again. We're at 800-313-9443 if you want any questions of Jim Mars. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in three.
extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, Willie, get back in your dressing room, because I can't wait to talk to Jim Mars about more about what he was about to tell us when we had to cut him off so rudely. Hey, Jim, you were about to make a great point.
Well, I just want to tell a little quick narrative here that I think will raise everybody's eyebrows, and I bet you hadn't heard this one. And this is no conspiracy theory. This is actually in the Warren Report, okay, back in Appendix 11, where they had some of the people writing up reports of their interrogation of Lee Harvey Oswald. One of them was the Thomas Kelly, an inspector for the Secret Service. And here's what he wrote. Again, this is in the Warren Report.
All right.
At that time, he, meaning Oswald, asked me whether I was an FBI agent. I said that I was not. I was a member of the Secret Service. And he said, well, when he was standing in front of the textbook building and about to leave it, a young crew-cut man rushed up to him and said he was from the Secret Service, showed a book of identification, and asked where the phone was. Oswald said he pointed toward the payphone in the building and that he saw the man actually go to the phone before he left. Now, wait a minute. Here's a guy that supposedly just shot the President of the United States, and he's approached by a young man who's shows him a book, and that's interesting, too, because they've tried to say, well, that was some newsman. Hey, I was a newsman at that time. I had a press card. You got a little card. That's all you had. Who carried books of identification? Secret Service, FBI. They had those leather billfold type things, right?
Right.
So he showed him a book of identification, said he was Secret Service. Now, so Oswald, who we are told less than an hour later, shoots down a policeman in South Dallas who simply stopped him on the street. Well, here's the guy rushed up to him as he's trying to leave the book depository. Said he's Secret Service. Wants to know where the phone is. And Oswald calmly points out the telephone and then apparently stood there to make sure he got to the telephone. Is that amazing or what?
Now, you're right. I never heard that anecdote. That's amazing and amusing.
Now, here's how they covered that one up, and this is a good example of how they do these things. Robert McNeil, as I'm sure you know, of public broadcasting.
The newsman, yeah.
The newsman. Years later, saw a special with him, and he says, you know, he said, I think I encountered the assassin myself. He said, I didn't really remember it, but months later, the Secret Service came to me and said that I had encountered Oswald as he left the Texas School Book Depository. Now, wait a minute. He didn't remember it, but they told him that it was it. And then this allows them then to go on and argue when people point this little item out. They go, oh, well, that was just a newsman asking for the telephone. Is that pretty neat or what?
Oh, I see. Well, did they not have a picture of McNeil there?
A picture of McNeil. Well, no, this was McNeil who was told that.
I know, but I thought maybe McNeil would have been told that because they found a picture of him standing in front. I know I've seen McNeil. I think it was at Parkland.
I think he was in Dealey Plaza briefly, but he was not the person that produced a book of identification and identified himself as Secret Service.
All right. Well, we've got another 15 minutes here uninterrupted. I like this section of the interview the best. So Jim, it's a good time for us to get into your new book, The $1 trillion Conspiracy. Tell us what that's about and when will we see it?
Well, it's been out. It's already hit the New York Times bestseller list. Of course, you hadn't heard much about it because, corporate mainstream, lamestream media, as you call them, they are loathe to talk about that. And I got, for the first time, I mean, I've always, and you know this, Pat, you always have to wrestle with your editors, and how do you know that? Can't prove that. And that's good. That's just something you have to put up with if you're a good journalist, especially if you're delving into controversial subject matter. And then, of course, you usually have to, sometimes you have to even go through legal review, same point, because nobody wants to get sued for libel or slander. And that's understandable, too. But for the first time, I was actually censored on one of my books, and it was this book. To begin with, my title was not The $1 trillion Conspiracy. It was Zombie Nation. And I used that very advisedly because you know, as many other people do, that these banks that are broke, okay, their liabilities outweigh their assets, and yet they've been propped up with TARP money, so they're still operating. So they're dead, but they're still going through the motions. They've been referred to as zombie banks, right? Well, let's look at our nation. We owe, depending on who you want to listen to, somewhere in the neighborhood of $14 trillion. Dollars, okay? And it's been estimated that if ever man, woman, and child in the country was to sell off all their assets, TV, clothes, TV, cars, home, everything, we couldn't come up with but about $9, maybe $10 trillion. So in other words, we're a zombie nation. We're dead, but we're just going through the motions because they keep printing money.
Right. The moron wants to throw gasoline on a fire.
Or put
a Band-Aid on a cancer.
I know it. And what really kills me is that, well, these banks are just too big to fail. Well, wait a minute. If you and I start a business and we produce a product that either nobody wants or is a defective product, what happens? We go bankrupt, okay, as well we should. And who's responsible? We are, okay, because we're the ones that started the whole mess. And yet these banks create the mess, the mortgage debacle, the housing rundown, you know, all of this. They've created that. And then when they get caught with their finger in the cookie jar, We gave trillions. We gave trillions to the Federal Reserve System as stimulus money. Well, the idea was it was going to go to these big corporations, and they were going to use that money to create jobs and get the economy back on track. But did they do that? No. They husbanded all that money and gave themselves big bonuses and big pensions, and now that money's gone, and they're already starting to talk that we need more. So,
Jim, that this can never be solved, though, as long as we're still on a counterfeit fiat money system.
Exactly.
If we don't get back into circulating gold and silver coin, the real intrinsic value, then everything else is a Band-Aid.
Exactly. And let me give you a classic story. At the time of the Russian Revolution, this, by the way, was started by these very same banking globalists, all right, the City of London, Wall Street. Woodrow Wilson has written that the bulk of the money that went to Russia at the time of the Russian Revolution did not go to the White Russians or the Kerensky government. It went to the Bolsheviks. We created communism in Russia, okay?
That's right. That's his own fact that the New York banksters are the ones that funded it.
Okay, now, but then it's, Lenin died, Stalin took over, and it started to turn into a Frankenstein monster because they created the Internationals, and there were strong communist parties in Europe, countries of Europe, Britain, even America. And so the international bankers got a little bit afraid. It's like, oh, wait a minute. We can't let this spread worldwide. So that was the beginning of the international communist conspiracy. So what did they do? They went into Germany, the only country that was in a position to try to stop militarily the spread of communism out of Russia. And they found a German army intelligence agent, and they backed him. And that was, of course, Adolf Hitler. So then they backed the National Socialist of Germany. But so why did they turn on Hitler if they created him? Well, here's why, and you may not know this, Pat, but when Hitler took office in January of 1933, took over as chancellor, and by the way, then the Reichstag, their parliament, burned, which was just as a wake-up call for those Germans as 9/11 was for us.
Yeah.
Hitler then proclaimed that it was a communist conspiracy and rushed through the Enabling Act, you know, for the relief of the people. It's just like our Patriot Act. And then basically began to take over all of the police agencies and put them under the SS, just like now we're under Homeland Security, even your local police. The methodology is just the same. Okay, but watch what Hitler did. When he took over Germany in 1933 was in the depths of the Depression, just like we were. Their money was no good. You remember the stories about how they had to have a wheelbarrow to carry money just to buy a loaf of bread.
Well, that was a decade before.
That was in the 20s, and it was still hanging on.
Yeah.
Okay? So the money was no good. There was a rampant inflation, and half the country was out of work. All right? In 2 years, Hitler had turned all of that around. And by 1936, 3 years later, they held the Berlin Olympics, and Germany was the economic powerhouse of Western civilization. How'd he do that? He did not borrow money from the international bankers and go into debt. He created his own money and printed it through the German Central Bank and then set up work projects. He started rearming. He built the Autobahn. He built public buildings. Everybody got to work. They had a paycheck. Money started flowing through the economy, and everything got rosy. Everything was doing good. Well, they can't allow him to do that. We might figure out that if we get off this fiat debt money, we could be doing good, too. So they had to wage World War II to try to stop him. Now, couldn't they have just tried to kill him? Well, they did about 25 times. There was about 25 assassination attempts on Hitler. But he was surrounded by loyalists, and they actually protected him, and he was okay. As opposed to the two United States presidents who have tried to issue their own interest-free money, and one of those was Abraham Lincoln when he printed up greenbacks to supply the money for the war between the states, and the other, believe it or not, was in June of 1963 when President John F. Kennedy issued $4.2 billion in currency, not through the interest-bearing Federal Reserve, but through the United States Treasury. The money wasn't worth any more, but we didn't have to pay interest on it. And, Pat, I think you'll agree with me, it's probably not just sheer coincidence that both of those two presidents were shot in the head in public.
Well, not only that, but, you know, Kennedy was shot on a Friday, of course, the 22nd. He was buried on Monday, the 25th. And on Tuesday, the 26th, the new Federal Reserve notes that were not redeemable in lawful money were issued. Now, are we to believe that they printed them up over the weekend?
No, not a bit. In fact, okay, here's another one for you. You may or may not know. On the Monday following the assassination, that was on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Lyndon Johnson issued a new National Security Action Memorandum, which essentially blocked Kennedy's pullout order for Vietnam, said that we were going to back him to the hilt, even ordered him to draw plans against Laos, Cambodia, and that was the real beginning of the true Vietnamese war. Now, I managed to get hold of the first draft of that National Security Action Memorandum, and guess when it was dated? November the 21st, 1963. So they were drawing up this National Security Action Memorandum that was going to completely reverse Kennedy's policy the day before he was killed.
Kind of reminds us of the Patriot Act, doesn't it?
Yeah. They had that thing. They had that baby ready to go, thousands of pages, and of course, in the heat of the moment, they rammed it through Congress. And according to Ron Paul and several others, nobody even had a chance to read it. And I doubt they've still ever read it. It's the most abysmal document that we ever got saddled with. And then every time they try to, it starts coming up in December of 2010, some of the Sunshine articles were coming up, and they were talking seriously about taking a hard look and maybe rescinding some of the more odious articles of the Patriot Act. And what happened then? Oh, well, that guy whose name is a mile long got caught on an airplane trying to light his underwear. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and guess what happened as a result of the underwear bomber? Michael Chertoff, who had just resigned as head of Homeland Security, is on all the TV networks and channels telling everybody how we had to have the full body naked body scanners. Okay. Yeah. Because of this terrible thing. So I got to check it. The PETN explosive that guy carried in his underwear requires a blasting cap. It's like C4. You can't just light it with a match. So there was never any danger to that airplane. Whoever put him up to it, and he was put up to it, because two things. Number one, an unidentified, well-dressed white gentleman escorted him onto the airplane, talked his way on, even though he didn't have a valid passport and no baggage, okay, and got him put on the plane. And then a month after that, in testimony before Congress, the State Department testified that they were not going to issue him a visa. He couldn't have flown anyway. But U.S. intelligence agencies twisted their arm and told them to allow him on the plane. Come on.
Yeah,
it's all a big scam.
And not only that, hey, it happens in Amsterdam. Why do we give a damn what happens in Amsterdam?
Right. But it's all smoke and mirrors, and it's all a dog and pony show. And just to keep us running from pillar to post, look how they hammer us, man. Oh, it's the liberals are doing it. No, it's the conservatives. Ah, they're bad old conservatives. No, it's the Republicans. No, it's the Democrats. And they keep everybody at each other's throats so they can't look up and see who's really pulling the string.
Hey, we got about 4 minutes left in this segment, and I want to, since they neutered your book, the Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy, I guess it's about now what you said it was, about the money and all. But
no,
your new 911 book?
Well, that's getting ready to come out at the end of this month, and you really want to get that one because it's everything you ever wanted to know about 9/11. In fact, I style it as the definitive account of 9/11 until there's an honest investigation.
But oh, good.
Pat,
I like
just to
that.
Back up, let me point out here. Let me look at the table of contents and the Trillion-Dollar Conspiracy. There is a lot about the financial thing, liars, loans, and Phil Graham and the deregulation, debt slaves, the stimulus package, bank stress test, everything you want to know in plain English so you can understand it. But then it gets into debilitating food and water. And then it gets into the mycoplasma attack, how a German germ warfare was perfected by the U.S. military, sold to Saddam Hussein, who then used it on our guys, resulting in Gulf War syndrome. They brought it back over here, and now it's spreading through the whole country. And that's why we now have a bunch of these weird ailments that nobody ever heard of before, like fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's all thanks to our guys. Then we got drugging the population, Big Pharma, and how that they are drugging out the whole population. Half the population is on...
Sorry, Jim, back up there. I want to hear the rest of it, but we've got to take a break again. By the way, I got an email today saying there are now over 100 of those scientists, researchers that are researching all those diseases, those weirdos you mentioned, 100 of them have now died mysteriously. We'll be back.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Yeah, we're on the road again, about to get off the road again, so we're going to get back in here quickly for this last four-minute segment with Jim Mars. I want you to know that you can learn more about American Free Press at www.americanfreepress.net. You can give a call tomorrow to one of the ladies, 202-544-5977, and learn about a subscription. We got specials going for 6 weeks at $17.76. We've got an annual subscription at $59. Comes every week to your door. and American Free Press, we are so far ahead of the norm. We're so far ahead of the mainstream press, of the lamestream. Often they don't even report ever what we do, like what Jim and I were talking about earlier on the Hawaii health thing. I don't think you're going to see that story at all until it bursts wide open, which it may never do. But, Jim, you've been a long-time subscriber of American Free Press. Why should everybody in America subscribe to AFP?
Oh, listen, I wouldn't trade for my subscription to the American Free Press, which used to be, of course, the old Spotlight, and I was subscribing to the Spotlight back in the 70s because that gave me access to the information that I was not getting in the mainstream media. And I will say this in all clarity and honesty, while I may not have always or still totally agree with every editorial viewpoint of the Free Press, I have never found in either the Spotlight or its predecessor, the predecessor was the Spotlight or the Free Press, I've never found them to print something that's just patently wrong, okay? Everything in there, the facts and the information are correct, okay? And it's a great source of information.
All right. Well, that's good. I thank you. I thought I could get a free good commercial out of you.
Will my check be in the mail?
Yeah, that's right. I'll get it. I'll buy you a beer someday when next time we're together.
There you go.
Hey, you were trying to bring me up to date on the table of contents in your 911 book. We've got a couple of minutes left, my guest always gets shut down before I can tell him how much I appreciate him and thank him for being on. So I want to do that now so you and I can wrap all the way up to the last minute.
Sounds good, and I appreciate it.
I thank you. But anyway, what else can we expect in the new 911 book next month?
Okay, the 911 book, you're going to see a whole chapter or a whole segment on the possibility of nuclear devices being used at the World Trade Center, which may sound very strange to begin with. But then, if you go check your dictionary, you'll find the term ground zero in the dictionary pertains to an atomic blast, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it might be that there's more truth to that than we know, because the idea of using some sort of nuclear device. And we're not talking about a big, old, huge, dirty bomb. We're talking about small, handheld nukes with shaped charges. And if anybody doubts that they have something like this, just go back and check out the old newsreels from the 1950s where they were firing atomic artillery shells, okay? So in the 50s, they had an atomic artillery shell that you know, could hold in two hands, about 2 foot long. So think how they could miniaturize one now. And this would explain the pulverization of the concrete, all the missing stories, all the missing debris, the heat anomalies, everything. Anyway, it's worth considering, and I would urge everyone to check it out.
All right. Well, we hear old Willie coming in there again.
Here comes Willie.
Pardon?
I said, anybody likes Willie, got to be okay.
That's right. Well, I like that one. That's become my theme song because it seems like we are traveling somewhere else every week somewhere to talk with someone else. So we're on the road again next week, but I can't tell you where just now. But I want to thank Jim Mars, one of my favorite friends in the conspiratorial world. Jim, thanks for being with us.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall.